Good afternoon. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. To ask a question, please press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I would turn the meeting over to Governor Tim Pawlenty. Sir, you may begin.
Well, thank you, Jody. Thank you, everybody, for your interest in our activities here in Bosnia. It's about 10:15 in time here, and we had a long and, I think, meaningful day. You have our itinerary, I think. You've had it from past discussions, but what I would just say by way of an overview is that our 2 days here in Bosnia have just really driven home the point that Minnesota has its hands on Bosnia. This is a country that not long ago experienced genocide and atrocities, and when the war ended in about 1995, the country is now transitioning away from just unbelievable amounts of inhumanity, including genocide and atrocity, towards a stable and hopefully democratic and free country. There's still a lot of tensions here, there's still a lot of challenges here, but enormous progress has been made, and that progress has been made largely because of the presence of the United States military and, of course, other multinational military groups as well. But the role that the American military, and more specifically the Minnesota National Guard, has played here is just outstanding. And the Guard, amongst other things, is collecting weapons. They're collecting grenades and rifles and explosives and rocket launchers and reaching out to communities to try to teach local law enforcement and justice systems, and they're cracking down on organized crime. They're after war criminals. The work here is important, and it continues. So much of the public's attention has understandably been on Iraq and Afghanistan in the Middle East, but it's important that we remember the men and women who are serving here and the cause that they're serving. It's tremendously important. Great progress has been made, and we should be proud of these unsung heroes in the Minnesota National Guard. I'll just give you one example of their service and what it means. The First Lady and I today had a chance to visit with the mayor of Srebrenica, which is the site of one of the worst atrocities in the Bosnian story. Many thousands of people are believed to have died there because of a genocide and the atrocities at the hands of some very evil people. The mayor there said that he believes the presence of the Minnesota National Guard has been instrumental in stabilizing and giving hope to that community to try to return to some semblance of normalcy and stability. And it's just very, very moving. And representatives of the Guard were in the room, and they visit him regularly. But the force here is just tremendous to a person. Everybody is understanding of the mission, the importance of it. The morale is good. And we just need to make sure that through this visit and every other way that we can, we acknowledge and recognize the importance of their mission and that we stand with them and support them. They're just tremendous individuals, and they're doing an unbelievable job. And as I said, I think the best description of them is our unsung heroes. So I'll be happy to take your questions about either our activities or the activities of the Guard, but we're very, very grateful for them. With that, Jody, if you could open up the lines, we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. Mr. Bill Werner, you may ask your question.
Thanks, Governor. Can you hear me all right?
I can, Bill.
Okay. Very good. I'm wondering what the attitude of the troops is generally over there. They have heard of the capture of Saddam Hussein. What are they telling you?
Well, when the capture of Saddam Hussein was announced, it was just electric. We had word, a rumor, that there was going to be a press conference perhaps involving news regarding Saddam Hussein. We gathered at that time in a mess hall with a room full of soldiers. When the announcement came that we got him from Mr. Bremer, the room just erupted in applause and yells and yelps, and there were tears in people's eyes. You could just sense the electricity. In my case, I could just feel kind of a tingling in my neck, and the people really got a boost from the capture of Saddam Hussein. And obviously that's a big step forward for the war on terror. It's one step. It's certainly not going to be a magic solution, but it is a step. And I think it gave the troops here, and I suspect elsewhere around the world, a real big boost. But once again, highlights the incredible professionalism and dedication of our men and women in the military.
Thank you, Governor.
Mr. Brian Dumholtz, you may ask your question.
Hi, Governor. Just a follow-up to a question that I asked you last week regarding the troops at Fob Connor, wondering if you were able to make it there and talk to some of our troops from Detroit Lakes.
Yeah, we sure were. We were at Fob Connor today, and we started out. We've had some interesting weather here, and so we've been grounded in terms of helicopter travel, so we've been limited to car travel. We've been all over the country by car with some interesting trips, but we did make it to Fob Connor today. I met with numerous people from Detroit Lakes, and actually I mentioned to several of them that you had asked about them in a previous phone call, and they were excited about that. Fob Connor is a smaller base compared to some of the others, and so we had time to meet, I think, just about every troop who wasn't out on, every soldier who wasn't out on patrol, and so we had a chance to visit one-on-one and take pictures, and you would not believe it. If you had time, and I know some of you do, but if you have time to spend time around these individuals, they are upbeat, their attitude is positive, they are committed to the mission, they're strong, they're focused. These are just really good folks doing good things.
All right, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
This is Laura Olson. You may ask your question.
Thank you, Laura Olson. I'm just curious as to what you were surprised about with your visit there in Bosnia.
Well, a number of things surprised me, but one of the things that perhaps the First Lady and I both were surprised about is it's always foggy here, at least when we've been here, but it's been a minor inconvenience. But this is a big operation. I was surprised by the scope of it and the size of it. The country is geographically modest, but the terrain is difficult, the weather is difficult, and they have a number of bases around the country, and there's a very substantial contingent of Americans here, but there's also a large multinational force. We were hosted tonight for a dinner with General Packett, who is leads the whole organization here in Bosnia. Coincidentally, he's the cousin of the police chief of Grand Forks, North Dakota, who's in charge of the Drew Shedin investigation. But it's a big operation. It is very substantial in size, and they're not just involved in patrols and keeping the peace. They've got a lot of other things going on in terms of searching for individuals who are alleged to have committed war crimes. There's outreach efforts to the community in terms of just providing some assistance to volunteer organizations, non-governmental organizations, rebuilding infrastructure. But when you just look at the magnitude of it, I guess I'd say that's the one thing that stood out. There are 28 countries in the coalition here. There's over 12,000 soldiers. It's a big operation with a lot of logistics, and it represents a big commitment to a really important cause.
Thank you, Governor.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Eric Escola, you may ask your question.
Governor, two of them in case I don't get another round. Just your thoughts on walking through the mass graves there today. And then secondly, with your interaction with the troops, any policy or law changes to make their lives better, help with their financial security, that sort of thing? So
yeah, thank you for asking, Erica. Today we did have a chance, after leaving FOB Connor, to go to the Srebrenica, which I mentioned earlier was the site of one of the largest atrocities. And the First Lady and I and our group stopped at Potokari, which is near Srebrenica. There's a newly constructed memorial there where they have pictures of the atrocities or reflections on the atrocities. And then they have the beginning of a cemetery where they have found the bodies from the mass graves and have begun to properly bury them at Potokari. And they have maybe 600 or 700 graves so far, but the number is expected to swell into the thousands as they complete their work on the mass grave identification, location, and then proper burial for these individuals. But it's very moving, and First Lady and I think everybody there was just very emotional. And candidly, you can't help but cry. And when you see something, the magnitude of this atrocity, you know, the kind of the evil that it reflects in terms of how people treat each other inhumanely, but then also the importance of having organizations like the United States military to step in and say, you know, we're not going to allow this to happen, and it shouldn't happen again. But that's why in so many instances for the United States and around the world, when push comes to shove, the men and women in our armed forces are the ones who are the ultimate protectors of our freedoms and our liberties, and they're doing it for the people of Bosnia, too.
And then policy or law changes?
Oh, yes. We did hear, we had a number of town meetings, Eric, and these were really good meetings. Last night, for example, at Eagle Base, we had, I'd guess, you know, 200 to 300 soldiers from Minnesota in a big room and just talked about what was going on here and what was going on back in Minnesota. And one of the issues or questions that they have is, with the increased demands on the National Guard, or would we be looking at some enhanced incentives for recruitment or retention? And we openly asked them for their ideas, and they would include some additional benefits for college reimbursement, or maybe some exemptions for the first amount of taxes that they might otherwise be paid in state taxes. Others said maybe if you're a mid-career person and you don't want to use the college exemption, could it be applied to their children? And so we are soliciting those kinds of ideas, and I'm very open to having some initiatives around getting better recruitment and retention incentives for our National Guard members. Obviously, that has to be done in the context of our budget, but I do think as we have a little change in our pocket, one of the first initiatives we should have is to improve recruitment and retention incentives for the Guard. So I've asked General Shelato, who's with me on this trip, to start thinking about what would be the most effective ways to improve or increase the incentives, and he and the Guard leaders will be reporting to me and to the legislature with those ideas. But we're very open to it. In fact, we'll probably be proposing those types of incentives in the relatively near future.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, there are no further questions. We do have two more questions now. Mr. Eric Escola, you may ask your question.
Well, Governor, give us your with the commercial flights and all the adventures in your travel, what is your itinerary for getting home, and is that on the previous schedule, or is that changed?
Well, it kind of ended like it started today, Eric. We were scheduled to fly by helicopter today to all these stops, and we ended up doing it by car, and tonight we drove from Srebrenica to Sarajevo in a snowstorm through the mountains on icy roads, and we were joking with each other that all we need next is an earthquake or a mudslide, and we'd pretty much have the whole set of options covered. But yeah, we drove, I know you even lost track of how much time we spent today driving, but as of tonight, after meeting with General Packett, we've finished our itinerary here, and we haven't checked into a place to stay yet, so we're going to do that, and I think we're wheels up out of Sarajevo tomorrow morning very early, like 7 a.m. or something like that, and so I think we're getting up at 5:30 and heading back, and then from here we fly to Vienna, Austria, layover, switch planes, and then to Amsterdam. We got a 3 or 4 hour layover, switch planes, and then we fly back to Minneapolis. But we're hoping that all works, because as we learned on the way here, you miss one of these flights and it sets off an odyssey. But we also learned you can get a rental car and drive around pretty quick in Europe, so that's always an option.
So you're in Sarajevo talking to us right now.
I'm at a base called Butmir, which is located near Sarajevo, and you know, I guess it's technically part of Sarajevo or just outside of Sarajevo, but that's where I'm talking to you from, actually from General Packett's office.
Mr. Bill Werner, you may ask your question.
Hi, Governor. I want to switch the topic to a state policy item. Some of the leading Democrats in the Senate, Senator Berglund and Majority Leader Hottinger, are proposing that the state cap increases in health insurance premiums at 5 to 6% a year. Senator Berglund says it's only through that kind of external pressure that costs will be brought under control. What do you think about that idea?
You know, I haven't had a chance to review or hear about that proposal in any detail, Bill, so I'm going to have to wait till I get my hands on it before I can react as to the merits of that. I'm just afraid you're hitting me with it, and I haven't had a chance to be briefed on it or to review it. So I prefer to just wait until I can give you an informed response.
We'll catch you when you get back. Thank you.
Okay.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for your interest in the trip, and hopefully we'll see you in a day or two. And have a good night.